Good morning.
早安，各位。
Today we'd like to share pretty much the same topic.
今天我们要分享的还是我们的同样的一个题目啊，就是侍奉。
Ministry.
侍奉。
Today's verse is only two. We got two verses.
今天经文呢只有两节。
Therefore, I would like you to remember it.
所以我希望大家能够把它记下来。
Let us try our memory, huh?
我们就尽量吧。
To rescue us from the hand of our enemies.
叫我们既从仇敌手中被救出来。
And to enable us to serve him without fear.In holiness and righteousness before Him all our days,
就可以终身在他面前坦然无惧的用圣洁公义侍奉他。
Okay, in English, let's go to two verses together, and hopefully you read after me. Okay, let's read together.
大家跟着牧师念好不好？我们先念英文。
To rescue us from the hand of our enemies.
And to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days.
And then,
中文
叫我们
既从仇敌手中被救出来，就可以终身在他面前坦然无惧的用圣洁公义侍奉他。
我们再试一次看看好不好？
再试试看啊，再。尽量把它背起来，好不好
？To rescue us from the hand of enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. 叫我们既从仇敌手中被救出来，就可以终身在他面前侍奉，坦然无惧的用圣洁公义侍奉他。Are you ready?
预备好了吗
？Okay, let's start with Chinese.
叫我们既从仇敌的手中被救出来，就可以终身在他的面前坦然无惧的用圣洁公义侍奉他。
可以记得吗？
没问题了吧
？Okay, let's go with the English.
好，英文哈。
To rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all days. So you got a good memory, right?
大家都很聪明啊，都已经记下来了。
Okay, let's try English first. To... To rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. 中文哈，叫我们既从仇敌的手中被救了出来，就可以终身地在他的面前坦然无惧的。用圣洁公义侍奉他。好 再try
一次看看啊。好
，Let's try English. To rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days.
来 try，
我们中文试试看啊。叫我们既然从仇敌手里被救了出来，就可以再生在他的面前坦然无惧的用圣洁公义侍奉他。Good job.
Okay, I almost got it.
不是那么难哈。Okay, great. We have talked about ministry or serving for quite a while.
我们已经为这个侍奉这件事已经讲了很久了哈。
So from those two verses we have remember there are six items we would like to focus.
所以刚刚各位已经背下来那两节经节，我们就谈到有六样事情。
Firstly, I would like to ask, what is the qualification for service?
那我首先我问大家，这个侍奉要有什么的资格呢？
What is the qualification?
资格是什么？
Anyone?
刚刚大家背好的那两句经文。
Okay. The qualification is very simple. You need to be the rescued.
Need to be okay. 其实很简单，就是你必须是什么被得救的人，被拯救的人。
You need to be rescued.
你必须是一个被得救的人，拯救的人。
And rescue from whom?
然后从什么地里面被救出来呢
？From whom?
是从哪里
？From the hands of what? Enemies, right?
从你仇敌的手里被救出来的。
I have checked quite a few organizations and checked their qualification.
我去研究了很多组织哈，查了一下他们的这个加入他们组织的这个资格是什么。
Most of the qualification is very high standard.
大部分的组织你要加入他们组织都是很高的标准。
And you know, if you want to join this ministry team, the qualification is you need to be rescued.
那如果各位想要加入我们这个团队呢，你的唯一的资格就是什么？就是要被得救的人，得救的人。
And you need to be rescued from the enemy.
你是一个从仇敌手里被拯救出来的人。
See, if we fell into the enemy's hands, it's going to be a big trouble.
我们如果落在仇敌手里，我们麻烦就大了。
We were defeated.
因为我们是一个失败的。
We became prisoners and hostage.
然后我们就好像是一个被俘虏的人，坐牢的。
Without freedom and dignity.
没有自由，没有尊严。
And there's no future.
然后一点前途都没有。
And the enemy can ask you to do whatever they please.
然后这个仇敌呢，就他们想要你做什么，你就得做什么。
And they can ask you to do something that you don't want to do.
然后他们可以要求你做出你自己不想做的事情来。
That is under the hands of enemy.
这就是被落入仇敌手中的一个情况。
If you never experience that feeling that you are under enemy's hand, then you don't think that you need to be rescued.
如果你从来没有一个这种落入敌人手中的这种感受的话，那你大概就会觉得你不需要被拯救吧。
When the term we use enemy, usually you come up with a very ugly picture.
当我们一想到仇敌这个字眼，我们就会有一个好像一个很丑陋的一个形象出来。
We thought enemies look very horrible.
我们一想到仇敌，哦，一定是看起来很凶、很狰狞的一个面目。
As a matter of fact, the answer may be not true.
事实上，这个回答很可能是不是的。
We have a survey around the campus, and we verify those people who use drug.
我们在这个校园是吧？校园有一个调查表哈，就是 I'm sorry, okay.
吸毒。
use drug. 就是吸毒的人是怎么样一个人？
Then they will ask them, say, who led you into drug addiction?
然后他们就问这些吸毒人是谁带你去吸毒的，把你引入吸毒中的。
You were amazed. About 95% they say they're what?
Friends.
They're friends.
Yeah. 大概90%人说我的朋友把我带入吸毒的情况当中。
The very first one introduced them into drug always.The friends or the people that who they are familiar with.
Okay, 第一个带他们吸毒的人往往就是他们所谓的朋友，就是他们认识的人。
So enemies' face sometimes look like friends.
所以我们的仇敌很可能就是像你朋友那样一个面孔。
So actually, you are start under your enemy's hands. You may not realize.
事实上，当你落入你所谓的朋友的仇敌手中的时候，你甚至根本不知道。
You feel great.
你还觉得哎很好啊，感觉非常良好。
You feel good.
感觉很好。
And also real high.
然后你觉得就是很高潮。
But you never know that eventually they brought into under enemy's hand.
然后你没有想到，最终他们是把你送入敌人的手里。
At the time they recognize or realize that they got into big trouble, usually it's too late.
所以当你察觉到你现在是这个深陷绝境的时候，往往是已经太晚了。
So sometimes we may not verify that situation.
所以我们很多时候我们就没有想到这样一个情景。
And if you realize that you are under enemy's hand and you need to be rescued, that is a moment that receives salvation.
Okay. 当你察觉到你身陷敌人的手中，然后你必须要被拯救的时候，这就是你得救的时刻到了。
So everyone, if you want to serve in the ministry, you need to realize that you've been rescued under hands of enemy.
所以每个人，你如果想要侍奉的话，你必须要知道，就是你已经是你是不是落在敌人的手中，是要被拯救的人。
And after being rescued, what happened?
说当你被拯救以后，有什么事情会发生呢？
If the rescue is true and real, then you should experience the difference being rescued and before rescue.
说当你这个被拯救这个事情是一个真实的事情，你一定有在被拯救前跟被拯救后有所不同。
There is a paratrooper training in Taiwan.
在台湾有一个这个降落伞的一个训练员。
And one of the trainee, he got some incident during the training.
所以一个训练员呢，他就在训练当中出了一些状况。
And this actually reported in the newspaper.
事实上这个新闻上都有报道出来。
Because every year December the 3rd, this guy always brought lots of gifts.And started from the northern part of the island, and then get on the train and spend about 6 or 8 hours to the southern end of the island.
So, 这位这个飞行员呢，他每年的十二月三号就会从台湾的北部，飞到带着很多很多的礼物飞到台湾的南部。
Get on the train.
Oh, get on the train. Oh, sorry. 他是坐火车，他是从南到北带随身带了很多礼物坐火车。
And because the first time the station master didn't notice anything, but the second year and the third year, every year, then the station master kind of curious and asked him why, what he was doing.
哦，刚开始这个车站长并不怎么注意他哈，但是经过他每年就是这个时候，就是带大包小包的带一大堆，然后坐火车由北到南，所以这个车站长就开始问他说，这是怎么一回事呢？
So after thestation master asked, then the real truth came out.
所以当这个车站长一问的时候，哦，我们就知道真相就出来了，大白了。
Because that trainee, when he was in the army, and during the one of the training, he jumped out from the plane.
哦，原来这位这个飞行员呢，当他在最受训的时候，有一次从飞机里面跳伞跳下来。
And for those people who train for the parachute training, they need to learn that once you jump out the airplane, you need to count 4 seconds.
哦，我们知道有经验就知道，当你一从飞机里跳下来的时候，你必须要数四秒，一二三四，数四秒。
And after get to the fourth seconds, you need to have a sense that something pulling you up.
所以当你数到第四秒的时候，你应该察觉这个。降落伞已经要打开的那个一个力量，你应该察觉到这样一个改变。
But if you don't sense anything, you need to immediately pull the plug from your belly area.
所以你如果没有这个感觉的话，你应该马上就从你这个腹部方面应该有一个开关的东西。
And another small parachute will open for you.
然后这个时候，另外一个小小的降落伞就会打开了。救命伞。
And this guy, when he jumped out the airplane, he counted 4 seconds and nothing happened, so he pulled out the second parachute.
所以这位降落员呢，他就是降落伞员呢，他就数到四，哎，好像没有什么事情发生，他就把这个小的降落伞打开。
And then nothing happened.
哦，这个救命伞也不管用。
So he came down vertically down.
所以他就整个人就是直线下坠。
And there's another guy jumped ahead of him. The umbrella already fully open. He saw that guy coming down.
那在他之前有一个人已经安全落地了，降落伞都打开了，已经在地上安全落地了。然后看到这个人就直线下坠下来。
Not arrived at ground yet, but just in the mid air, the parachute is fully open, And that guy just grabbed that guy and got some injury.
Okay, 所以这个快要安全落地的这个人，刚刚他没有落地，还在空中，但是这个人已经快要安全落地的人，看到那个人直线下坠的话，就把这个人及时把他抱住了，其实他自己有些受伤，结果两个人都能够安全落地。
Well, it's not before arrived on land, actually in the mid-air.He grabbed it right away. If until get to the end, it's too late. Okay.
Right. So he 在空中就把这个人给接住了。
So both even get injured, but they arrive safely.
所以即使两个人都有点受伤，但是两个人都安全了。
So after retirement, this guy every year, because that day is December the 3rd, he would try to bring all the gift he can collect, and then go all the way to the southern end and to present the gift.And thanksgiving to that man who rescued him.
So, because that 12月3号就是这个事件发生的日期，所以这个人就非常感恩，说每年这个时候他就大包小包的坐火车从北到南去到他这个恩人的这个家里去感谢送礼物，感谢。Even though the people who rescued him just got injured, but he still thanked him continuously.即使说这个人救他的人，即使并没有为他舍命，只是受伤而已，但是这个被拯救的人还是非常的感谢，每年都去谢他。
Our qualification to serve is we need to be rescued.
所以我们这个要做侍奉的资格，就是必须要一个得拯救的人。
Could you imagine that person rescued him just with some injury, but not losing the life to save him, but that person still thanked him?
所以我们可以想象这个故事里面，这个拯救的人他并没有为他丧命受伤而已，但是这个被拯救的人还是万分的感谢。
But how about Jesus?
我们就想到耶稣基督呢
？He saved you.
他救了你。
But lost his life.
他为了你舍命。
So we serve. If we were rescued, then we know we serve is because we thankful, we are grateful that he spent his life.For me, as a sinner.
所以当我们侍奉的时候，我们是出于一种感恩的心，因为主他为了我们而舍命，为了我们这个罪人而舍命，所以我们是存着感恩的心来他面前做侍奉的。
Then where we serve? Where shall we serve?
然后我们的位置在哪里？我们在什么地方侍奉呢？
We serve right in front of him. We serve before him.
我们的位置是在他的面前来侍奉。
We serve not just within the walls of the church building.
我们不是只是在教会这个四面的墙之内，所谓的教会里面做侍奉。
Not in front of congregation, so we may receive applause.
不是为了求得众人的这个欣赏而在众人面前来做侍奉。
Not even serve in front of pastor.
甚至也不是在为了在牧师面前表现而侍奉。
I had an experience that one of the brothers in the church, not here, he always sweeping the floor of the church building.
从前我在有个教会里面是做牧师的时候，有位弟兄常常在教堂里面扫地。
He pretty well calculated the time my arrival.
那这个人就事先把时间拿捏的恰好，就在我快要到的要到的时候，这位弟兄就会在那边扫地。
But one time I think I was late.
那有一次我迟到了。
So he's sweeping the floor in a slow motion.
就看到这个人在扫地的时候，一边等我一边扫地，那扫就非常的慢。
He needs pastor recognition.
因为他需要得到牧师的认可。
We serve before Him.
我们知道我们侍奉是侍奉在我们在神的面前侍奉。
And our God is omnipresence.
然后只是在神的面前侍奉。
我们的神是无所不在的。
Sorry.
Therefore, the benefit or the advantage, it doesn't matter where you serve. He knows everything you have done.
Yeah, 既然我们的神是无所不在的，所以你在什么地方、何时、何地侍奉都无关紧要，只要你是真心的侍奉。
Of course, the con will be you cannot sneak in and do something that you should do and you shouldn't do.
所以反面的就是说你不应该去做一些你不应该做的事情。
So I ask brothers and sisters, How many ministry that you serve that nobody notice but he knows?
哦，请问一下弟兄姐妹，你有哪些的侍奉是别人都不知道的，只有主才知道的？
Okay, the third one is what kind of a ingredient or what kind of material that we will use to serve the Lord?
然后第三点就是我们以什么样的东西来侍奉我们的神呢？
What kind of ingredient? The ingredient to serve him is we need to serve him in holiness and righteousness.
然后我们必须要用圣洁跟公义来侍奉他。
This is the ingredient that will make him happy.
这是让主能够高兴满意的这个材料。
Holiness, what is holiness?
那什么叫做圣洁呢？
Well, I look into the dictionary, it's called sacred, clean or pure.
OK, 看了一下字典哈，就是这个神圣的，干净的，
纯洁的，
纯洁的。
OK, actually it's called separated.
其实这个圣洁意思就是分离的意思。
分别为圣。
Yeah, okay. 分别为圣，分开的意思。
OK, and also what is a righteousness?
那什么叫做公义呢？
It's action are justified and life pleasing God.
OK,
that's called righteousness.
OK, 就是你的行动呢是 有正义的，然后呢也能够得神所喜悦的。
So separate means God, this is only for you. Nobody else deserves this.
所以这个这个圣洁就是说，神啊，这就是这是只是给你的，这是唯一独一给你的，不是给别人的。
And how can we serve in this kind of ingredient?
然后我们怎么样以这种圣洁来侍奉呢？
I wonder anyone you believe you got holiness?
有没有各位，有没有在座的哪一位认为你是圣洁的？
You got lots of righteousness.
你有很多的公义。
So actually righteousness and holiness is not coming from us.
事实上这个圣洁跟公义并不是从我们这里发出来的。
We cannot produce holiness and righteousness.
因为我们本身并没有办法产生这个圣洁或者公义。
So these material or ingredient you need to seek or ask from Jesus.
所以圣洁跟公义是必须要向神耶稣那边求来的。
You pray for that, then until He granted holiness and righteousness to you, then you use this as material to serve Him.
你在他面前祈求。然后他就赐给你圣洁公义，你就可以以这个来做材料来侍奉他。
We have talked about a person being saved and what happened afterwards.
所以我们也提到说，当一个人得救以后，会发生什么事呢？
Through the baptism, that is a sign that our old self should be nailed to the cross.
所以当我们受浸的时候，就表示我们这个所谓的肉体的老我应该是。钉在十字架上的位置。
And God will give you a new person.
神会给你一个新的人。
So if you serve with the old person, that means that is not from God. That is not holiness and righteousness.
所以当你还是试着以这种旧的老我来侍奉的时候，我们知道这个不是出于神的，因为这不是圣洁，也不是公义。
Until you really receive from him,That is a holiness and righteousness.
一直到你从他那里得到的时候，那才是圣洁，那才是公义。
So actually, the church should focus more on how the new person grow.
所以教会应该强调注重的是一个新的人受浸以后应该怎么样能够成长。
If the new person start to grow, then that new person will be able to serve.
当这个新的人能够成长的时候，他才能够去侍奉。
And we pray that our church may have a lot of activity, but we pray that is coming from the new person, but not from the old self.
所以我希望就是祈求我们教会，我们可能有很多的活动，但是希望这些的活动都是出自于一个新的人，而不是出自于那个老我那个旧的人。
And the attitude.To serve is without fear.
那我们这个侍奉的态度就是坦然无惧的。
In your life, what highest ranking person that you have ever met that dealing with you face to face?
所以在你人生当中，有没有哪一个你把他放到就是曾经跟你有过接触的，你把这个人放在最高处的？
Have you ever met a president of the country?
你有没有遇到过一个元首呢？国家的元首呢？
Or prime minister?
或者是宰相呢？
Have you anyone? You can
有没有哪一位见过总统跟宰相的人？不要客气啊，举手啊。
Okay. How about a judge?
法官有没有？
Oh, good judge. You got trouble, I guess. How about a three-star general?
三星上将。
You do.
有没有？
Oh, okay. And,
okay.
And that three-star general came to you talking business with you directly, not just saw him.
Oh, okay.
But he said, I got some business to do with you.Have you ever met that kind of three-star general?
这个三星上将不是那远远的你看到一眼而已啊，是真的是跟你近处的接触，跟你有谈话的，有交谈的，有没有？
Or have you ever face-to-face with a police chief?
或者你们跟一位警察总长面对面的交谈过呢？
Or how about school principal?
校长有没有？
You did? Oh, good. That's good.
Principal's office. We are.
How about a lawyer?
律师。Okay. Yes.
They will come to tell you that my client is going to sue you.
是不是就是那他的律师来说，我的顾客要告你？那个时候你跟他有间接触。
Or they will come say, "Hey, here, this is a bill."
或者是你的律师跟你说，哎，这是我的账单啊，对不起，这是我的账单。
How about annual physical checkup when the doctor call you into the office?And he want to talk to you.
或者还有没有经过你这个全身检查以后，医生特别把你叫到他房间要跟你谈话的时候
？Or maybe your company CEO.
或者你的公司的总裁把你叫进去，哎，要谈话的时候。
So these very important people, if they want to see you face to face, what is your attitude?
所以这些所谓的大人物哈，当这些人把你叫进去要跟你谈话的时候，你的心里是怎么样一个状态呢？
Most of the situation, you come with fear.
大部分就是心里有点忐忑不安哈，有点恐惧。
There's a Chinese saying say, "Oh, the emperor is so far away. I have nothing to do with you."
中国有一句话说，天高皇帝远呐，管不到我们小老百姓。
But if one day the emperor showed up in front of you and say, "I'm going to talk to you."
但是有一天突然这个皇帝居然在你面前出现了，而且说我要跟你谈话。
What's your response?
你的反应是什么？
I guess you will say, "What's wrong with me?"
我想各位，你们第一个反应是，哦，我做错了什么？
Am I get into a big trouble?
是不是有麻烦了？
That's a fear.
这是恐惧。
But over here said, "We serve in front of our Lord without fear."
在这里讲的说，我们要在侍奉我们的主是以坦然无惧的来侍奉。
He is bigger than the president.
他要比什么总统之类都要高不晓多少。
But if to serve in front of him, actually, I did see some people serving with some really important people. I saw those guys running around that important person and just try every way to please that important person.
Yeah, 我也看过很多这种情况，就是很多大人物身边就有一些很多人绕围着他转。然后这些人就想尽一切的办法来讨好这位大人物。
Think about Jesus.
那我们就想想我们的主耶稣呢。
But I believe those people running around that important person, they run for their future, they run for their career, they may even run for their life.
那我们想到这些人在大人物身边打转的人，他们其实。打转是为了他们自己的前途、自己的事业，甚至自己的生命。
So they run actually with fear.
Yeah, 他们事实上他们是虽然是讨好，但是讨好中还是有一种恐惧的。
But over here told us we serve without fear.
但这里告诉我们要坦然无惧的来侍奉我们的主。
How could it be?
这怎么可能呢？
Actually, the answer we have already told.
其实我们答案已经都晓得了。
How we can serve without fear? Could you imagine?
你可以想象，就是侍奉这样一位主，可以坦然无惧。
Unless you serve by the new person.
除非是你以这种新的人，你的新的人来侍奉，你才可能坦然无惧。
Because the new person, whatever the new person does, Jesus please and receive and accept everything.
所以这个新的人，不管他如何的侍奉，主都是心悦的，都是很喜欢的，都是很接受的。
So we may have a fear to serve him.
我们也许侍奉主会稍微有一点忐忑。
If we serve with our old self.
当我们用我们的老我去侍奉的时候，我们就会有恐惧的，有怕的。
And we serve the goal, the target is him.
那我们侍奉的对象，我们的目标是什么呢？
We need to serve him.
我们要侍奉他，侍奉神。
I have observed the people serve in the church. They serve for the business.
我们看到有些时候在教会侍奉的人，他们侍奉的是一种苦读吗？
办事business.
A business, okay, so 一种形式化的一种侍奉，好像办事一样。
They try to get the job done.
他们就想把这个事儿给他做完就是了。
We need to serve through business, but eventually we need to reach Jesus.
所以我们可以说我们想要把这个事情办好的心态是可以，但是最终的目标是说怎么样？我们要能够接触到耶稣基督，可以到耶稣那里。
So we serve, we need to reassure that after this service, after this ministry, Jesus will smile with me.
所以当我们最终的目标，当我们把这个事情办好的时候，我们侍奉完了以后，应该是我们可以看到耶稣基督在脸上有一个很高兴的笑容。
This is the way.
这是唯一的道路方法。
So you serve something, maybe you're sweeping the floor, you try to manage the rest kitchen, but you serve. Your heart should say, Lord, I want you please about this ministry.
所以不管我们是在何事上侍奉，甚至是扫地或者是厨房，我们只要说一个心态，就说神啊，我这个侍奉是为了让你高兴，我要看到你脸上那个笑容。
So the best way to serve that you are sure that He is pleased is.Your ministry touch people's life.
So, 唯一能够保证你得到神的赞赏、神的高兴的时候，就是你的侍奉能够
触摸到人的生命。
Yeah, 人的生命。
Okay. If you serve with new person, you surely will touch people's life.
如果你以这个新的人去侍奉的话，我相信你一定可以触摸到别人的生命。
And the person you serve.Their life will change.
然后被你侍奉的人，那个人他的生命一定会有所改变的。
So, the longer you serve, you need to verify this very important factor: whether my ministry, my service, touch people's life and change people's life.
所以你侍奉的越久，你就越需要做这样一个考量：说我的侍奉是不是能够感动、接触到人的生命，改变一个人的生命呢？这个人有没有改变呢？
And how long we should serve?
那我们这侍奉的期限有没有期限呢？应该侍奉多久呢？
All our days.
就是 all 终身每一日。
All our days.
终身。
This morning we're going to have a commencement for our new council for the next calendar year.
Okay, 今天的话我们就要在各位面前能够把我们这个新的年度的理事们呈现给各位的面前。
The term for them, they say 1 year.
他们的限期是一年。
But this is just practice.
这只是一个练习而已。
They need to learn how to serve.
然后你可以由其中学到如何去侍奉。
Just like a student.
就像一个学生一样。
But to serve actually is for our days, all our days.
事实上，侍奉应该是没有期限的，应该是我们终生的。
The last book, Revelation, talk about service.
那这个启示录讲到这个侍奉的事情。
Almost the end of the Revelation of the Bible.
几乎在这个圣经的最后，这个启示录最后的时候。
It revealed to us the picture of the new heaven and new earth.
他给我们看到一个新天新地的一个景象。
That is the end of the universe.
这是一切宇宙的终止。
And it said, then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the city.
这边讲到天使又指示我在城内街道当中一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。
The Lamb point to Jesus.
那这个
羔羊是指的，
这羔羊是指的是耶稣哈。
And verse 2 say, on each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations.
第二节，在河这边与那边有生命树，结十二样果子，或样或作回，每月都结果子，树上的叶子乃是为医治万民。
You can taste the tree of life today.
你今天就可以尝到这个生命树的滋味。
If you have the new person in you,
如果你的里面有所谓的新人在你里面，你就可以尝到这个滋味。
And the tree of life actually is in your hand.
这个生命树其实在你手里的。
That is the Bible.
那就是圣经。
But this is the picture of the in the new heaven and new earth.
这是一个新天新地里面一个景象，一个样子。
And then verse 3 said, No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him.
第三节，以后再没有咒诅，在城里有神的神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他。
So in the eternity, what we are going to do?
说在永恒中我们是做什么呢？
We got only one job.
身上我们只有一个工作。
To serve him.
就是侍奉他。
So if you don't practice service now, you are bored to death in the eternity.
如果在今生你不去锻炼练习这个侍奉的话，当你到永生的时候，各位你会觉得非常非常的无聊，甚至到无聊到死的地步。
Actually, this is a blessing opportunity for us to learn how to serve here.
其实这是一个祝福，让我们能够今天有这个机会就在这里能够去学习去侍奉他。
I learned from many parents, they always encourage or charge their children, say, if you study hard today, you're going to be miserable in the future.
我们常常父母常常讲这种话，就跟孩子说，你今天不好好努力的话，你将来就会吃亏，就会受苦哦。
But from the Bible, we will say, if this life, this lifespan, if you don't learn how to serve, you're going to be very miserable in the eternity.
那同样的，我们可以借用这句话，就说，如果你今生今世在这里不能够学习侍奉的话，你将来到了永生，你会觉得很受苦的。
Actually, to serve with love, with gratitude, actually, this is the right sign for us to serve the Lord.
事实上，一个正确的态度就是以爱跟感恩的心来侍奉。
Many many times I felt discouraged during through the ministry.
在我侍奉当中，我有很多很多失望的时候。
I really feel that I want to quit.
很多时候我觉得我就要放弃了，我不做了。
But when I think that I've been rescued by Him.
但是当我想到我是被他所拯救的。
That His love refill me again.
他的爱就一次再一次的充满了我。
All I can say is whatever, Jesus.
我只能说就是耶稣啊，你随你了，你要我做什么
？Because this is a whole life business.
因为这是一个所谓的圣洁生命的一个事情。
So I would like to encourage each one of us, especially you've been received His salvation. Think about this.What a wonderful challenge that we can grow mature through ministry.
所以各位，如果你是已经被受已经得救的人，你想想，这是一个多么荣耀、多么好的一个机会，能够在今生就可以开始侍奉他。
Not only enrich your own life, but impact others.
不但你自己生命能够丰富起来，而且还可以影响到别人。
And you can have your first hand touch the eternity.
你可以有第一手的接触，能够碰到什么叫做永生。
To rescue us from the hand of our enemies, and to enable us to serve Him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before Him all our days.
就让我们能够从仇敌手中被救出来，就可以终身在他面前坦然无惧的用圣洁公义侍奉他。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的天父啊，
Thank you for your begotten Son, died for me.
感谢你让你的独生子为我们而死，
And gave me your new life.
然后把你的新生命赐给我。
The very new person in me wants to serve you.
我里面的那个新的人是要去侍奉你的。
Help me to serve before you.
帮助我怎么能够在你的面前来侍奉。
In holiness and righteousness.
然后以圣洁以公义来侍奉你。
So I may serve without fear.
让我能够坦然无惧的侍奉你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 你翻译好了啊。
我们下面请肖牧。